Hello, this is Jim. It is Thursday. Doing the Thursday audio boo. Did a little better with myself yesterday. Got to bed sooner. But I woke up too early and I'm not quite as rested as I would like to be. But all in all, a better day than the last couple of days have been. As far as productivity, I'd like to have done some more. But by the time I got all the stuff that I needed to do done, I was down to like an hour of me, like, say, working on music or doing other stuff like that. So here I'm doing this audio boo, not in a rush for a change. This is another one about the MMO that I play. I wasn't sure what angle I was going to take. I only have 5 minutes, you know, so I've been thinking I probably have to do multiple ones to talk about it. And yes, I have to waste the first minute always. Anyway, I had forgotten that the supplementary program that I have that helps you play the game has a default setting where it takes a screenshot whenever you die or whenever you kill someone else. And so this picture here is me at the moment of killing another person that plays the game. I don't spend any time whatsoever doing this, but this is the kind of place this is. There's no rules here, and in the picture there, there's two boats. On the one boat of the person dying, you can see there's like this object kind of in the middle of the boat, and that's a iron ore, a black ore, and that was mine. This guy, he sidled up next to me and started taking ore off of my boat. And he didn't even say hi or attack me or try to do anything. Which is kind of, it really kind of caught me by surprise. This particular character isn't designed for fighting at all. It's a, he's a blacksmith. Incidentally, the name Jack Hammersmith, there's actually a guy that I work with named Jack Hammersmith. I think that's hilarious. So, I used it to name my blacksmith. Anywho, he's not designed for fighting, and he's probably just going to have to run for the most part if he gets attacked out there. This guy didn't attack me. He just walked up, and there's a way you can finagle it where you can get close enough to grab stuff off of someone else's boat if it's in a certain location. And I hadn't put my oar in like an unstealable spot. And he just decided to sidle up and start taking it. And I wasn't sure what to do. I've never fought with magic, really. And this is all this guy can do. I have another guy. The guy in the other screenshot has, he's a fighter. He fights with a sword and a shield and bow and arrow and that sort of stuff. I wasn't sure what I was able to do. So then I started practicing to see if I could cast a specific type of spell onto a boat, and it turns out that I could, and it caused me, as to the rules of the game, it caused me to turn gray, which makes me free game to attack. You're always free game to attack, but if you're blue and you get attacked and you get killed, the person gets charged with murder, and also you can attack them back freely. So this guy came back and attacked me, and he turned out he had not much of an offensive skill set at all for attacking. He just thought that I had no idea what I was doing and thought he could just kill me like by poisoning me or something. So I was able to get off a nasty, drop a creature onto his boat that killed him, and you can actually see it there on there, this like kind of these whirling blades or something. And he's actually the only person that I've killed on this shard, and one of the few people I've ever had to kill playing this game. And because I turned gray and he attacked me, and then I killed him, I actually murdered him. And he didn't report me for murder, but I lost a lot of karma. You can see it in the bottom there. And yeah, there's no real information here, just I guess a little snapshot of something that happens within the game. I was going to talk more about how the game works and stuff. But anyway, I'm running out of time here, so maybe tomorrow I'll talk a little more about it. All right, bye.